It's truly incredible. Can't explain to you how special it is to be back home. I'm Amish, feel home. And the truth is it feels like I was here yesterday with you guys. Except those of us who were together then maybe remember that I think the first 10 minutes that I spoke, I only cried, so hopefully we have a little more time to learn together tonight. As that was the first time I was back home in close to 2 years. Now it's been about 10 weeks. I apologize, first of all, because I told you then that I'll be back in like a month or 5 weeks. I was supposed to, and the trip got postponed. But I'm here. And I'm back home. But you know, it's incredible that was 10 weeks ago. Because I mean it. I feel like it was yesterday. I feel seeing each and every one of you for the few moments we've had already, and I'll be here all night. Doesn't feel like 10 weeks. It really doesn't. And that tells you how quickly time flies by, how quickly time moves. Literally like yesterday, a lot of us, we were dancing together down the steps by the menorah. That first night that I'm sure left a reishim, left an imprint on every single one of our hearts. You can't forget that night. It was too special. And now we're closer to Purim. But again, it tells us how quickly time moves. I always thought maybe that's why we have the very first mitzvah that was given to us. You know, the very first mitzvah that was given to Bnei Yisrael is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Parshas Bo, a few weeks ago. But we'll have it again in a few more weeks by Parshas Chodesh right before Pesach. The very first mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh, and it's a little bit strange. The first mitzvah should be inspirational. The first mitzvah should be fundamental. The first mitzvah should be life-changing. It's what Hashem is using to pull us in. Rosh Chodesh? Really? Like, what is Rosh Chodesh? Some of us maybe went to schools where we had to wear a white shirt. Maybe we got a token donut. Back in the day in DRS, they made the guys wear ties. I have no idea why. It's a strange thing. Yeah, here you have a beautiful challah. But Rosh Chodesh? Like, really? It's a pretty regular day. That's the first mitzvah? That's going to be the mitzvah that everything else is based upon on some level, the foundation, the yesod. We're going to build off Rosh Chodesh. So there are many beautiful answers. But I always felt pashut, and the Sforno kind of says this. Rosh Chodesh tells us how chashuv time is, how precious time is. Rosh Chodesh is a sanctification of time. Rosh Chodesh is to teach us to make the most of every single moment that Hashem gifts you with. And we have to ask ourselves, we're sitting here, we're together. 10 weeks, right? 10 weeks ago we were together in the same spot. 10 weeks ago. What have we done with those 10 weeks? What have we done with each one of those days? With those 70 days? What have we done with those minutes? Because every minute is precious. Have we made the most of them? I always think about a story I once read. Some of you I shared this with, but it's worth repeating. There's a book, a very famous book, maybe some of you read it. It's called The Last Lecture. It's It's based on an actual lecture by a man, Randy Pausch. Randy Pausch was a professor in a university in California. And he was unfortunately diagnosed with cancer. And the prognosis was very, very awful. He was given a few months to live. And that year, he happened, before this diagnosis, to be asked to give the yearly lecture to that college. Every year, one professor was asked to give a lecture to the entire college while the faculty was there. Something very special. Thousands of people. Randy Pausch gave that lecture. He ended up outliving the prognosis, maybe by another 6-7 months, I don't remember exactly, and then passed away. He was a young man. He had a few young children. And he used that lecture on some level as a goodbye speech to his children and left them with the last will and testament, with his ideals of what life is about. It's a beautiful speech. It's worth watching. You could find it online. And they turned it eventually into a book. And in that book, and in that speech, he said the following story. He said, after being diagnosed, but when he was still well physically, he went to the grocery store one day to pick up some items for his family. And he went to the self-checkout line. And he scanned the items. And the bill came out to, I don't know, $18.63, minimal. He puts in his credit card. Nothing happens. He puts in his credit card again. And two receipts come out. And he realized he was charged twice. So now what? Now what does he do? He could go, he knows, he could go find a manager, and he shows, he has the two exact receipts, he has the products, and he could say that he was wrongly charged, make back his money. But he said to himself, whoever he finds, that manager, probably not going to have the ability on his level to give back the money. He's going to have to find a higher manager. And that manager is going to have to find a superior to him until he finally finds the right person that could give him back his money. He'll get it. He has proof in his hands. Might take him 20, 25 minutes till it all happens. And he made a quick cheshbon. And he said to himself, I'd rather have 25 more minutes of life. 25 more minutes with my children. 25 more minutes with my life. 25 minutes with my wife. 25 minutes to be productive. Then $18.63 in my pocket. And he walked out a much happier man. How do we value time? And you're at a time in your life where it's hard because you have so much time. You have so much time. You have all day. With very few responsibilities outside of, obviously, your siddurim and what you're supposed to be doing, but to learn, to grow. Are you making the most of every minute? Are you making the most of Bein HaSdarim? Are you making the most of your nights? Are you making the most of your Fridays? Are you making the most of your Matzei Shabbos? Every moment is precious. You say to yourself, you look in the mirror, you know, you're more than halfway through this year. We're already towards the end of Adar Rishon, Tashim Pei Beis. Before you know it, it's going to be Pesach. You look in the mirror, and I hope, and I believe, and I know, I could tell you, looking at you, there's been tremendous growth. There have been a lot of time that you have grabbed onto. There's a lot you could be proud of. There's a lot I'm proud of. There's a lot of nachas I get. That's why I come. That's why I leave my family. You know, I was here 10 weeks ago. I left my family then. But I leave my wife and my children for Shabbos to see this, to be with you, to gain such such incredible nachas. But I came here not to tell you that. I came here to tell you to dream a little bigger. To reimagine who you could be. I know that if you look in the mirror right now, you could never have imagined you're going to be who you are today. If you go back a year ago, 2 years ago, and you look in that mirror, you say, that's crazy, impossible. No chance. So now let's dream again. Now let's reimagine again. Because if you've become who you've become, you could be so much more. You have to dream big. You have to yearn big. There's so much time to grab onto. Am I maximizing that time? You know, you open up the Mesillas Yesharim. You open up the words of the Ramchal. In my mind, maybe the most important sefer that was written by a man. Maybe. Outside of, you know, Torah itself is from God. Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, man wrote down Torah Shebal Peh. But after that, the words of the Ramchal, Mesillas Yesharim, life-altering, life-changing. I can't think of one more important sefer to learn, and the first parak specifically, to learn over and over and over. Just learn it. You'll be different people. You can't not. And at the end of the Hakdama, at the end of the introduction, he says that my whole sefer is going to be set up step by step. And we have to climb step by step. And we've all been taught this at a very young age, right? We've all been taught, don't take on too much too quickly, or you're just going to fall. It's a lesson we've all learned. It's a shmooze we've all heard. So Ramchal says this, and he has a list based on a braisa by Pinchas ben Yair to work first on zehirus, watchfulness, and then zrizus, swiftness, and zealousness, and step by step. And then he opens Perek Aleph after telling you, I'm going to set up my sefer step by step. The first words are beautiful words with special Rashi Tevos, Yisod HaChasidus V'Shoresh HaAvoda. The foundation to be a pious individual and the source, the root, the depth of service of God. Rashi Tevos Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name at the beginning. He talks right about what you want. You know Chasidus. You hear the word Chasidus, modern day, you think, I don't know, Strimal, Bekisha, Long Peis. I mean, I happen to do some of that stuff, but that's not what we're talking about here. That's not the Chasidus of the Ramchal. The Chasidus of the Ramchal is a pious Jew. A Jew who's cleansed, who's trying to strive for perfection. Chasidus in the Brice of Pinchas Ben Yair is very high up on the list. The Ramchal will talk about it many parakim later. So if you're going step by step, Rav Moshe Chaim Lozado, why are you starting up Perek Aleph talking about Chasidus? You just said that's not what you're going to do. So I heard from a tzaddik that you have the schus to see every single day, I believe. I heard years ago, I think if I'm not mistaken, it was, I don't know if it was in this room or in room 301, it was in the building. From a Avigdor Navinzal Shlita. A gadol hadar, a tzaddik that you have the schus to see every day. Don't take that lightly. Do you know what Rav Nevinzel is? Rav Nevinzel is a gadol b'toyra holding kol ha-toyra kula. Remember when I was in his house, when I brought my son, my bechor Shmuel, who's a chassan now, by his bar mitzvah, to have Rav Nevinzel put on his tefillin for the very first time 7.5 years ago. And I was in his house, I was looking through, and I saw his notebooks on Kol HaTorah Kula, his notebooks on all of Shas. It's unbelievable. Rav Nevinzel and his Ben Adam Chavero is legendary. Remember one Talmud once told me, he woke up, I don't know if he woke up early, or he didn't go to sleep the night before a Maven Yavin, whatever was going down, and he was out by the steps outside over here. And he sees, this is years ago, Rav Nevinzel was walking by himself. And it was Nate's time, it was Vasikin time. Around then. And he's walking by himself, holding his shoes, walking in socks. I heard this from a Talmud who saw it with his own eyes. Holding his shoes, walking in socks. And he went over to walk with him, and he asked, Rebbe, why is Rebbe holding his shoes? Would Rebbe like me to help him? He says, it's very, very early in the morning. and the stones in the old city could be very loud when you're walking on them. I don't want that there to be yidden that maybe Chas V'Shalom would hear my steps and I might wake them up before they want to wake up. So I'm walking in socks. That's the tzaddik that you see in this room every day. Not normal. I remember the most legendary special moment in our yeshiva in DRS, in history of DRS. Ask any Rebbe in DRS, they'll tell you. It wasn't any basketball game, Jojo. No. I'm not talking about any basketball game or hockey game. It was when one time we had the schus to, with the Baruch Hashem, thanks to Rav Aaron Bina, your Heiliger Rosh Yeshiva, he brought Rav Nevenzahl to DRS to speak to DRS years ago. Rav Nevenzahl, how they got Rav Nevenzahl to even come to America to celebrate one of the dinners in a big Echnas Sef Torah. And if I'm not mistaken, Rav Nevenzahl made like a 70th Siyam HaShas. And, you know, that year. No, not that year. I don't know. And he spoke in DRS. And you think Rav Nevenzahl speaking in DRS would be, you think like that's on some level, like, we're setting up for big failure, right? Let's be real. Like, how many heads would be down, right? You felt the awe in the room. There wasn't a person that wasn't glued to every word that he said. From the youngest ninth grader to the most halig, if you know what I'm saying, 12th grader. Every single one felt it. Because you feel the presence of greatness. You feel when a malach walks into the room. I don't care where you're holding. You have an neshama, you feel it. There was no moment like that in the history of DRS. And you have it every day here. And Rav Nevenzahl explained as follows, getting back to our question. Remember, we had a question. We could talk about Rav Nevenzahl all night. We had a question. Why does the Ramchal start with Yesod HaChasidus? And if you're supposed to grow step by step, don't take on too much at one time. You'll be a failure. It's going to collapse. He explains that even though when you work practically, it has to be step by step. You can't jump and learn a Reb Chaim if you don't know Pshat Gemara. That's a big mistake, which many do, unfortunately. Learn Gemara Rashi. Learn Gemara Rashi. Don't worry about anything else. When you master that, when you know that well, you move on. He said, yes, when you work on yourself, it's step by step. But the first dream and goal and aspiration has to be for greatness. I want to be great. I want to be big. I want to be a Talmid Chacham. I want to be a tzaddik. I want to be someone who's really a true mensch, a giving person, a caring person, someone who puts others above themselves. I want it all. I want to be a chassid. In the sense of the Mesil Shasharim. Then, you want to work on yourself? Now go back. Practically, Zihiris, Zrizus. But you have to want to be big. And yeah, you might have grown tremendously, and I'm proud of you. But you could be so much bigger. You could be so much bigger, and believe it. You know, in this week's Parashin, Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it talks about Yehoshua. And the Pasuk refers to Yehoshua as a nar. Who's a nar? A lad, a youthful individual, right? You think of a nar, what do you think of? How old do you think a nar is? 12? How old? Tell me how old. 13? 10? What would you say a nar is? 18? Okay, I'll even take 18. You know how old Yeshua was and he's called a nar? He's 56 years old. 56 years old and the Torah calls him a nar. Why? Because he had the mentality of a nar. He wanted to grow. He wanted to be more. He wasn't satiated in who he was. Like someone who's youthful, who could dream big. I was just in Disney World a couple weeks ago. It's a little bit why I wasn't here. But okay, whatever. Not that Disney World compares to Kodesh Kedoshim. Don't get me wrong. But a family trip. And then, you know, COVID was big then. And if I got a positive test and messed up my whole family, I'm Avin Yavin. You know what was going down. Anyways, I was in Disney World. I happen to love Disney World. You know, it's a happy place. And it's fun. Kids love it. I've always loved Disney World. But one of the things that I love Disney World, it brings us back to our youth. In our youth, we dream big. In our youth, we want to be big. I want to be a big, big star. Whoever knows the Counting Crows a little bit? Nobody? Okay, it's before your time. Go back to the 80s music. But anyways, nice. They have Mr. Jones. You want to be big, big stars? Nobody? Anyways, the lead singer's a Yid. Don't worry. He had this in mind. You got to dream big. In Disney World, you go back to youth. And when you're a dreamer. Be a dreamer. Want to be big. Don't be satiated with who you've become. Don't be down about it. I mean, you should be, let me explain something, but I want to make this clear. You should be besimcha and have a high self-esteem and feel proud of who you've become. It's incredible the steps you've taken. Incredible. Those who are learning, who maybe a year or 2 years ago didn't even know which mesechta they were learning. Some of you went into your bechinas with yeshivas and had to find out the day before what mesechta you were learning. Let's be real. It's incredible. Some of you had to dust off your tefillin when you got on the plane. You know, maybe in yeshiva you're wearing, but in the summer after 12th grade, let's be real. Be honest. Shem Yerachim, I didn't say all, some. Some of you, your phone was the biggest satan in the world. And now look at you, Baruch Hashem. And be proud of that. Be proud of that and be excited and you're finally feeling true to yourself and who you are, but simultaneously dream bigger. Reimagine yourself. If you've made it to this, you know how big you could be? Learn from Haman. Haman HaRasha. Adar, we're an Adar. But it's chus to be in our Yisrael Adar, the Simcha of Adar. We're b'shloishim yom kodem l'chag. We pass Purim Katan, we're getting ready for Purim Gadol. It's going to be epic. Those of you who... I'm Avin Yavin. It's going to be big. I'm not allowed to talk about it. If we want to put this up on Yom Torah, but L'maisa, you get what I'm saying. L'maisa. Haman, learn from Haman. What do you mean, learn from Haman? Haman had everything, right? Haman had everything. Medrash says he's the second richest person to ever grace this earth. The only one richer was Korach. Haman, he wasn't king, but he basically was king. He controlled Achashverosh. Achashverosh gave him his signet ring, right? I gave him his tabat that controls the world. You make all the decisions. He was ruling the world. Has it all. Has family, has friends. You read it in the Megillah, open it up. He's got everything. The whole world's bowing to him. One person's not. His life is mamish. He can't handle it. He can't handle it. Which is, by the way, that's what we understand. The Gemara in Chulin tells us, Haman mina Torah minayin. Where do you see a remez to Haman in the Torah itself? Hamin ha'etz. From the Eitz Hadas. Why? What's the Eitz Hadas have to do with Haman? What was by the Eitz Hadas? Adam Rishon is told, enjoy and eat from every fruit. Have oranges, have apples, have pineapples, have lemons, have it all. Enjoy. First, have everything, except for one. Just one don't have. And he was nichshol. Haman had everything. One Jew, Mordechai, wouldn't bat him. One. Same idea. That's bituma. That's a sitra achra. But let's borrow that. Pasuk says, you have to learn from my enemies and flip it around to good. That's beklipa. That's the Sitra Achra. What about the Kedusha? Just like Haman was not satiated because there was something he didn't have, so too we. We have to be besimcha what we've accomplished and who we are, but simultaneously, I want to be more. I don't have it all. I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to learn more Torah. I want to have more kavon in my tefillah. I want to be stronger in my shmir sanayim. Don't stop that one until you're perfect. You might be proud because you faced this. A year ago, people didn't know and you were an addict and you were looking every night and now you put a filter and now you've been struggling much less. That's huge. Don't get me wrong. It's huge. But you need this time. Don't get on a plane back to America unless you're perfect. I'm telling you right now. In that area. Because it's too dangerous. Because one day you're going to get married. And you're going to destroy your marriage if not. Trust me, I was dealing with it this week. And I deal with it many weeks. When a wife finds a husband, Hashem Yirachim, a husband who's from, who's learning in every other way, but never worked on it now at your age, or didn't work on it enough and still carried it with him. How's that woman feel? Betrayal. Wants to run away. The hours I've been trying to be mechazik in this couple. So that area, you better be perfect before you get on the plane. And open up to people that can help you if you need. And figure it out. It's not this discussion right now. Trust me, if anyone wants, I'm here for each and every one of you. Just very... But Lamaise, we got to work on every area. And never stop growing. Never stop working on yourself. And want to be more. I want to read you the words of the Noam Elimelech. You know, Noam Elimelech is a tzaddik that you're a yeshiva, Rav Aaron Bina, who cares so deeply about each and every one of you, who loves each and every one of you. It's an incredible thing when I talk to Rav Bina, and Rosh Hashiva, who knows and wants only best for every single one of the Talmidim here. And he connects in a deep way with Noam Elimelech. He usually goes by the Yahrzeit. He doesn't like to go on the Yahrzeit because it's crazy. He'll go a couple days before, a couple days after the Zohar. Brought down in Kabbalah that the whole week of a Yahrzeit is one long Yahrzeit, with the Yahrzeit being the middle, 3 days before, 3 days after. So listen to the words of the Noam Elimelech. These words are found in the Lakutei Shoshana, in the back of the Sefer, the second piece. Pischili Shari Tzedek. You all know the words. Pischili Shari Tzedek. Hallel's big here. You like singing Hallel. Join arms, right? It's beautiful. So you know these words. Pischili Shari Tzedek Avama Dekaze Asher LaHashem. What are you really saying? Listen to what the Noam Elimelech says you're saying. Dine Iker Midas HaTzadikin Kachi. What's the main mid of a tzaddik? You want to be a tzaddik? You better want to be a tzaddik. It's true, v'amech kulam tzaddikim. We're all natural, we're tzaddikim. But you want to be a mamish, a big, big tzaddik? You want to be a tzaddik? Listen to what the Noam Elimelech says. I'll take what the Noam Elimelech says as a tzaddik. I'll go with that. The more you serve Hashem, the more you learn, the more you daven, the more chesed you do, the stronger you are in Shmir Sinayim. Humaven Yoser, that person understands more. She'eino yochel lagi al tachos avoda. That you're not going to reach the ultimate end. You're not going to ever do it all. Ki ein sof bedavar. There is no end. V'zehu ikra avonos atzadik. That's the most, the biggest understanding of a tzaddik is to know life is a journey that never ends. Shemaven dash ain't a yachal of all tachas agamar. You never, he understands, you never can finish. V'hihi avoda. That is the avoda. That is the purpose. So it's never, I did it, I accomplished, I finished what I wanted, so now I'm ready to move on. It's never ending, just to learn and grow in every area. We could be more. Listen how he learns it. Pischi li, open up for me. Start, just start. A tzaddik says, pischi li, I want to start. I want to open up. Pirish at tzaddik, Omer, the pirish of the tzaddik says, she yiftchu lo ashari avoda. Just open the gates. I want to start davening. I want to start learning. Levobam lavoda bar, to come to serve Hashem. Lefish is sover, because he holds, he understands, shalos aklum. I haven't done anything yet. Whatever I've done is only a tipa bayam, only a drop in the sea of what I could do. Velo pol bavada klal, then I haven't accomplished anything really yet. Umeshivin lo, you know what he answered? That tzaddik that realizes I could be so much more. That tzaddik that realizes I didn't even start. You know what you answer him? Zashar Lashem. That's the true gate to Hashem. You got it. Pirshi ikar avoda. That's the main avoda. Liyeda, to know zeh she'en yachol ligmar bavoda. To know that there's no end, that you can never finish. Kidavar she'en lo sof. There is no end. There's an end of connecting to God. There's an end to understand Torah. Do you understand the depth of Torah? Ain't sof, the never-ending place of Torah. It's chachma lo kis. What kind of gaiva do you have to think, I know it? If you know it, it's when you realize you don't know anything. When you start to know it, you realize you don't know it. That's Adelo Yada. That's what we're getting to these days. You want to, in a few weeks, get to Adelo Yada? Okay, maybe you could get there by drinking a little something. But why don't you get there through a true pursuit of truth? Through learning and learning and learning till you realize, I know nothing. Now again, I want to explain this to you. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be besimcha and have self-esteem in it. What you've accomplished, what you've done so far is incredible and great and appreciated, but to realize avoida is there is a never end, and appreciate that journey in every area of avodas Hashem. And not to get down by the fight. The fight is what it's all about. And to continue to grow, continue to want to be more. Kadosh Baruch on the flight coming here. Kadosh Baruch brought me a special matana. If you take the gematria, of Pischuli LaHashem, open up for me that place to get close to Hashem, that opening which we want. Just start Pischuli LaHashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei is exactly gematria 590. Which is exactly the gematria with the two words in the koilel of Zeh Hashar. That is the Shar. That's the gate to Hashem. The gate to Hashem, the gate to closeness is to know I'm just starting it, and I just want to continue that journey. I just want to continue to grow. And don't feel bad if you learn through a gemara and you learn a daf and you put everything, you still don't chop it. But I've tried and I'm working on it. That's the avodah. And you feel you do understand it? Go through it again to see that you didn't even know it yet. It's really the opening of this week's parasha. I saw this in the Kedushas Levi. Ki sisas rosh b'nei Yisrael. You want to lift up your head? You want to grow? Kisisa, you want to lift up your head? Lifkudehem. What's Lifkudehem, man? So the Kedushas Levi borrows a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph, where the pasuk says, Vayifkod makom David. He's talking about when Shaul was out to get David, and David didn't show up at the table by Shaul. So it says, Vayifkod makom, his place where he was supposed to be sitting, Vayifkod. And what does that mean? Look, it means he was missing. Vayifkod is lashon of missing, the Kedushas Levi says. You want to be great? You want to kisiz? You want to lift yourself up? Lifkudehem. Realize there's just so much more you could be. Vinasnu ish kofer. You want to be kofer? You know what the Kedushas Levi is? Kofer is? Kofer, he borrows from Parshas Noach. V'chafarta oso mibayis michutz. That they went and tarred it from and they attached the tar to it from the outside and inside, which is a lashon of chibur, of attachment. Kofar is a lashon of attachment. You want to be kofar, you want to attach yourself la Hashem, kofar nafsu Hashem, it's bifkodosam, that same lashon. It's when you realize you could be so much more. To realize I have to continue to grow, I'm nothing yet. But it's kisis das rosh, lift up your head. And simultaneously you should feel like a rosh. Simultaneously I feel great about what I've done. I'm a ben melech. And I'm learning, and I'm davening, and I'm working myself. That's awesome. But I want to be more. It's true. If you look in the mirror now, I hope the way I look at you, that you wouldn't even recognize yourself from 10 weeks ago. But my hope for you, that in another 10 weeks from now, about, maybe it's give or take some time, when it's Pesach and I see most of you again, I won't recognize you again. Because you didn't stop growing. Because that's what it is to be a tzaddik. As the Halakha of Noam HaMelech says, I never stop growing. I always want to be more. That's the avodah. But besimcha, but to do it besimcha. Besimcha with who I've been, but to simultaneously never stop growing. Now there's a big tzaddik who I had the schus to go meet many times in my life. I know the yeshiva goes to his son, maybe you've gone, or you will go. Rav Aaron Leib Shtaiman, Zecher Tzadikai Shevracha. Rav Aaron Leib Shtaiman, when he was 93 years old, Gadol Adar, was 80 years after his bar mitzvah. He says, I have a regret from my bar mitzvah. You see, at my bar mitzvah, my father told me not to learn laning, not to learn the laning. He says, I'd rather you just sit and learn Chumash and Mishnah and become a Talmud Chacham. You probably won't be a Bal Kore anyways. How many of us are Bali Kriya and we all learned the laning? He says, sit and learn, take all that time, sit and learn Chumash, Rashi, Mishnah. And I didn't learn how to lane. I got an Aliyah, that's it. He says, I feel Charata, I regret it. Because now, 80 years later, not only do I not know how to lane, I'm also not even a Talmud Chacham. At least if I would have learned how to lane, I'd know how to lane. Rav Aaron Leib Shtaiman, the Gadol Hadar, Kol HaTorah Kula. You know what he used to give shiurim on? I saw it with my own eyes. I used to go to him in Bnei Brak, Rechoyv Chazon Ish. He used to give shiurim on Chumash Rashi. He used to give Pshat Gemara. Because he understood that the same Chumash Rashi, every time I look at it, it could be deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and there's so much more to see. And there's so much, because it's Ein Sof. There is no end. Rav Aaron Leib Shtaiman, at 93, was a nar. Just like Yeshua at 56 was a nar. 56 is the same gematria, Le Hashem, Lo Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yeshua understood, I want to be next to Hashem, La Hashem, Pischuli. La Hashem is Zeh Hashar. Yeshua understood, he's 56 and still a nar. That's when you get to Hashem. Don't ever stop dreaming. Don't ever stop being youthful. Don't ever stop using every moment. Ask yourself, am I learning enough? Ben Asdarim, late at night, early mornings. You need your sleep, and you need exercise, you need some downtime, but how much? Or am I wasting my time? How many of us still have on their phones things that are complete bittul zman, or chas v'sholom worst? Get rid of it. Immediately. So you can maximize your time. So you can dream big. So you can continue to grow. Continue to be that nar. Continue to be an anar your whole life. You'll see you'll be zoicha to greatness. You'll be zoicha that tzaddik of the Noam Elimelech. That tzaddik of Pischi Li. And you'll find Zah Shar Lashem. You're zoicha to learn steps from Kodesh Kedoshim, the Holy of Holies. You're physically close to Shar Hashem. Make sure your avoida is also close to Shar Hashem. Because you're that nar. That it doesn't stop growing every single day. A beautiful Heilige Shabbos Kodesh Rebbe.